This is Unit 9 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Check. Listen to this conversation between a customer and a waitress in a Prague restaurant.
Ukažte mi jídelní lístek, prosím.
Tady je, prosím.
Děkuju. Máte polévku?
Ano, máme.
Dejte mi, prosím, polévku, řízek a brambory. A jedno pivo.
Prosím? Mluvíte dobře česky?
Jenom trochu. Mluvte, prosím, pomaleji.
Dobře. Jak dlouho budete v Praze?
Budu tady jenom jeden den.
Budete jenom v Praze?
Ne, budu taky v Brně. Budu tam 2 dny.
Listen to it again.
Ukažte mi jídelní lístek, prosím.
Tady je, prosím.
Děkuju, máte polévku?
Ano, máme.
Dejte mi, prosím, polévku, řízek a brambory. A jedno pivo.
Prosím? Mluvíte dobře česky?
Jenom trochu. Mluvte, prosím, pomaleji.
Dobře. Jak dlouho budete v Praze?
Budu tady jenom jeden den.
Budete jenom v Praze?
Ne, budu taky v Brně. Budu tam 2 dny.
Suppose you're talking about the nationality of some people in your group. Say, he's American.
Je Američan.
He's Canadian.
Je Kanaďan.
Say, he's not American, he's Canadian.
Není Američan, je Kanaďan.
She's not American, she's Canadian.
Není Američanka, je Kanaďanka.
Ask, is he Czech?
Je Čech?
Is she Czech?
Je Češka?
You're introduced to Mr. and Mrs. Novak. First say, hello.
Dobrý den.
He says, this is my wife.
To je moje manželka.
How does she say, pleased to meet you?
Těší mě.
How would someone tell you, that's Mrs.
Cutlets.
To je paní Kadlecová.
And that's her husband.
A to je její manžel.
How would you ask, is that his wife?
To je jeho manželka?
Suppose you and your colleagues are checking in at a hotel. What's the word for passport?
Pass.
How does the receptionist ask, is that your passport?
To je váš pas?
Here's how to say, their passports. Listen and repeat.
Jejich pasy. Jejich pasy.
Which word means their?
Jejich. Jejich.
And how do you say passports?
Pasy. Pasy.
Say, their passports.
Jejich pasy. Jejich pasy.
How does the receptionist say, "Their passports, please"?
Jejich pasy, prosím.
Hand them to her and say, "Here they are."
Tady jsou.
Here's our. Listen and repeat.
Náš. Náš.
Náš
is used with singular masculine nouns. Say, our hotel.
Náš hotel. Náš hotel.
If you say, our passports, the word for our changes. Listen and repeat.
Naše pasy. Naše pasy.
How do you say, our passports?
Naše pasy. Naše pasy.
Here's how to say, your passports. Listen and repeat.
Vaše pasy. Vaše pasy.
Say the masculine, two.
Dva.
Say, our two passports.
Naše dva pasy. Naše dva pasy.
How would you say, your two passports?
Vaše dva pasy.
Now ask the receptionist, where's my key? Key is masculine.
Kde je můj klíč?
Say, this is not his key.
To není jeho klíč.
Once upstairs, say, here's my room.
Tady je můj pokoj.
Say, that's her room.
To je její pokoj.
Now let's review some numbers. Suppose your business partner gave you his work telephone number. Here it is. Listen.
3-6-8-1-9-0-7 3-6-8-1-9-0-7
Let's start from the beginning. Say 3-6.
3-6. 3-6.
Here's 8. Listen and repeat.
8. 8.
Say 8-1. Use the feminine of 1.
8-1. 8-1.
Say 3-6-8-1.
3-6-8-1. 3-6-8-1.
Here's 9. Listen and repeat.
9. 9.
Say 8, 1, 9.
8, 1, 9. 8, 1, 9.
Say 0, 4.
0, 4. 0, 4.
Say 1, 9, 0, 4.
1, 9, 0, 4.
Let's go over the whole telephone number one more time. Say 3, 6, 8.
3, 6, 8.
1, 9.
1, 9.
0, 4.
0, 4.
Here's how to say 5 o'clock. Listen and repeat.
5 hodin. 5 hodin.
You're really saying 5 hours. Say 5 o'clock.
5 hodin. 5 hodin.
Say 9 o'clock.
9 hodin.
Say 6 o'clock.
6 hodin.
And here's 10. Listen and repeat.
10. 10.
Say 10 o'clock or 10 hours.
10 hodin. 10 hodin.
Say 7 o'clock.
7 hodin.
8 o'clock.
8 hodin.
Now suppose you're in a restaurant. How do you say, "Show me a menu, please"?
Ukažte mi jídelní lístek, prosím.
The waiter says, "Here you are," or literally, "Here it is."
Tady je.
Here's how to ask, "Is there any soup?" or "Do you have any soup?" Listen and repeat.
Máte polévku? Máte polévku?
Repeat the word for soup.
Polévka. Polévka.
Polévka
is feminine. Try to ask, "Is there any soup?"
Máte polévku? Máte polévku?
Here's, "Yes, there is." Literally, you're saying, "Yes, we have." Listen and repeat.
Ano máme. Ano máme.
Now ask again, "Is there any soup?"
Máte polévku? Máte polévku?
Answer: Yes, there is.
Ano, máme. Ano, máme.
How would you say, give me some soup, please?
Dejte mi polévku, prosím.
Two beers, please.
Dvě piva, prosím.
Can you say one schnitzel and potatoes, please?
Jeden řízek a brambory, prosím.
And give me coffee, please.
A dejte mi kávu, prosím.
While you're in the restaurant, you may want to visit the restroom. Here's the word for restroom. Listen and repeat.
Záchod. Záchod.
Say restroom.
Záchod. Záchod.
Ask, where's the restroom?
Kde je záchod? Kde je záchod?
Back at the table, the waitress says something you don't understand. Say, speak more slowly, please.
Mluvte pomaleji, prosím.
Ask, do you speak English?
Mluvíte anglicky?
She answers, only a little. Listen and repeat.
Jenom trochu. Jenom trochu.
How do you say only?
Jenom. Jenom.
Say, only a little.
Jenom trochu. Jenom trochu.
Now suppose you're discussing your travel plans with a Czech colleague. He asks, how long will you be in Prague? Here's how he asks that.
Jak dlouho budete v Praze? Jak dlouho budete v Praze?
Notice that Prague is not called Prague in Czech. Listen and repeat its Czech name.
Praha. Praha.
Now you say Prague.
Praha. Praha.
And here's how to say in Prague. Notice that the city's name changes slightly in this context. Listen and repeat.
Praze. Praze.
How do you say in Prague?
Praze. Praze.
Here's in
Brno.
Listen and repeat.
V Brně. V Brně.
Brno
is the second largest city in the Czech Republic. How would you say in
Brno? V Brně. Brně.
Say again, in Prague.
Praze.
Here's how to ask, how long? Listen and repeat.
Jak dlouho? Jak dlouho?
And here's, you will be. Listen and repeat.
Budete. Budete.
It's only one word. Say it again. You'll be.
Budete. Budete.
Say, in Prague.
V Praze.
You'll be in Prague.
Budete v Praze. Budete v Praze.
Ask, how long?
Jak dlouho?
Ask, how long will you be in Prague?
Jak dlouho budete v Praze? Jak dlouho budete v Praze?
Here's how to say one day. Listen and repeat.
Jeden den. Jeden den.
Now you say one day.
Jeden den. Jeden den.
Ask, how long will you be in Prague?
Jak dlouho budete v Praze?
Answer, one day.
Jeden den. Jeden den.
Say, only one day.
Jenom jeden den.
Here's how to say, I will be. Listen and repeat.
Budu. Budu.
Repeat and compare. I will be. You will be.
Budu. Budete. Budu. Budete.
How do you say, I will be?
Budu. Budu.
Say, I'll be in Prague one day.
Budu v Praze jeden den. Budu v Praze jeden den.
Here's how to say 2 days. Listen and repeat.
Dva dny. Dva dny.
Say 2 days.
Dva dny. Dva dny.
Say, I'll be in
Brno
2 days.
Budu v Brně 2 dny. Budu v Brně 2 dny.
Ask, how long?
Jak dlouho?
Answer, only 2 days.
Jenom 2 dny.
Here's how to say, I'll be there 2 days. Listen and repeat.
Budu tam 2 dny. Budu tam 2 dny.
What's the word for there?
Tam. Tam.
Say, I'll be there 2 days.
Budu tam 2 dny. Budu tam 2 dny.
Ask, where?
Kde?
Say, in
Brno. Brně.
Here's how to say, we will be. Repeat it after the speaker.
Budeme. Budeme.
Say, 3 days.
Tři dny.
Say, we'll be.
Budeme. Budeme.
We'll be in Prague 3 days.
Budeme v Praze 3 dny.
Ask again, how long?
Jak dlouho?
Answer, 3 days.
3 dny.
4 days.
4 dny.
Ask, will you be only in Prague?
Budete jenom v Praze?
Here's how to say, we'll also be in
Brno.
Listen and repeat.
Budeme taky v Brně. Budeme taky v Brně.
What's the word for also?
Taky. Taky.
How would you say, I'll also be in
Brno?
Budu taky v Brně.
We'll also be in
Brno. Budeme taky v Brně.
Now open your reading booklet to the page for Unit 9. Read word number 1.
Řeka.
Number 2 is a male named George. Read it.
Jiří.
Read number 3. It's Paris.
Paříž.
Read number 4.
Vjezd.
The F with a hook signals the presence of a
yeah
sound between the preceding consonant and the F. Read number 5.
Věta.
Number 6.
Hvězda.
Read number 7.
Objekt.
Try to read number 8. It means lunch.
Oběd.
Read number 9.
Pětka.
The e in word number 10 does not have a hook. Read number 10.
Pes.
Now read number 9 and number 10 together. Notice the difference in the pronunciation of
pie
and
pe. Pětka, pes.
This is the end of Unit 9.